And sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard has agreed to a five-year contract extension that runs through 2019. Pollard has been the AD for the Cyclones since 2005 and says he appreciates the support of new ISU President Dr. Stephen Leith.
We've hit it off really well. I think his doing this is affirmation not only for me, but more importantly for our department and our staff and our fans that he's making a statement about his support for athletics and the direction we've taken the program.
During Pollard's tenure, Iowa State has invested more than $100 million in facility upgrades.
We certainly have some catching up to do, and we've attempted to do that. At the same time, you've got to stay proactive and stay cutting edge, and we're working as hard as we can to provide the facilities for student athletes and coaches that will give them the opportunity to compete in arguably one of the toughest conferences in the country.
Pollard says he's proud of how well Iowa State fares while competing in the Big 12 Conference and says the credit goes to the coaches.
A lot of ADs talk that they have the best coaches, but I really feel we do. We've got the best coaches for who we are. They represent our constituents, Iowans, Central Iowans, exactly how people would want to be represented. They're us, and that's what makes it fun to cheer for them, not to mention the fact that they're just really good at what they do professionally.
5 years on that contract extension for Pollard. Cody Green will always cherish the fact that he accomplished something at Nebraska that got him mentioned in the same breath as national championship winner Tommy Frazier. Just don't count on him spending too much time looking back. After an auspicious start, the quarterback's time with the Cornhuskers didn't end the way he had hoped, and he wound up losing the starting job and transferring to Tulsa before sitting out last season. He's about to get back in the game as the Golden Hurricanes' starting quarterback, with his debut coming at Iowa State on September 1st. Green has led a team to victory in Ames before, back when he was starting for the Cornhuskers, but that's all in the past now. Northern Iowa's football team is ranked number 7 in a preseason poll of head coaches in the football championship subdivision. The Panthers are one of 5 Missouri Valley teams in the 25-team poll, led by defending national champion North Dakota State at number 1. Northern Iowa went 10-3 last season, winning a share of the league title and posting its 6th season of at least 10 victories since 2001. The Panthers open up the season on September 1st when they face reigning Big Ten champion Wisconsin. Well, Matt Cassel spent last season searching in vain for someone to catch the football. Sure, he had Dwayne Bowe and Steve Breston, but the Chiefs quarterback had limited options beyond that because of injuries and a crippling lack of depth. Now, that doesn't seem to be the problem this season. The Chiefs have running back Jamal Charles and tight end Tony Moyaki back from injury. They signed Peyton Hillis and tight end Kevin Boss in the offseason, and suddenly Cassel must feel like a boy on Christmas morning when he looks downfield at all the options. He'll get another chance to put them to use when the Chiefs host Seattle in their third preseason game coming up on Friday night. A former Kansas City Chiefs defensive tackle Curley Culp and former Green Bay Packers linebacker Dave Robinson have been chosen by the Pro Football Hall of Fame's Seniors Committee as finalists for election into the class of 2013. The two will join 15 modern era candidates yet to be selected on a list from which the Hall of Fame class will be chosen. The selection meeting is February 2nd, the day before the Super Bowl in New Orleans. Culp was a 6-time Pro Bowl selection who played 6-plus seasons with Kansas City. He helped the Chiefs to a Super Bowl championship following the 1969 season. He also played for Houston and Detroit. Robinson was a first-round pick of Green Bay in 1963. A 3-time Pro Bowler, he helped to anchor a defense that won 3 straight championships, including the first 2 Super Bowls. He played 10 seasons with the Packers and 2 with Washington. To get elected, seniors must receive the same 80% voting support that is required of all finalists. In other NFL news, the New Orleans Saints have designated offensive line coach Aaron Cromer as the interim head coach for the first 6 regular season games before assistant head coach Joe Vitt takes over the rest of the season. Vitt is suspended for the first 6 games in connection with the NFL's bounty investigation. He's been overseeing head coaching duties since Sean Payton's full season suspension began in mid-April. Eagles coach Andy Reid says there's no question Michael Vick will be ready to play the season opener despite injuring his ribs again. Vick was being held out of the practice yesterday after bruising his ribs and the soft tissue surrounding them during Philadelphia's win at New England on Monday. The Titans released veteran defensive tackle Sean Smith a year after signing him to boost their defense. Smith started only 6 of 15 games last season with 44 tackles and 1 sack and had just 1 tackle in 2 preseason games. Veteran guard Eric Steinbach has decided to retire after sitting out all of last season because of a back injury. The 32-year-old lineman, who played at the University of Iowa, signed a one-year contract with the Miami Dolphins in July, but missed considerable practice time during training camp because of health issues. Maryland's highest court has ruled that longtime NFL punter Tom Tupa is eligible for workers' compensation for a career-ending injury he suffered while warming up for a preseason game in 2005 while playing for Washington. The court rejected the idea that football injuries should not be considered accidental because of the rough nature of the sport. To baseball now, where the Chicago White Sox continue to enjoy a two-game lead in the American League Central after their first three-game home sweep of the Yankees in 21 years. Chris Sale struck out 13 and gave up only a run and three hits while pitching into the eighth inning of the White Sox 2-1 win over the Yankees. Alex Rios had a solo homer in the bottom of the sixth, a half inning after Derek Jeter's blast knotted the score. Addison Reed got the last three outs for his 23rd save, closing out the White Sox three-game sweep of the Bombers. Detroit kept pace with Chicago as Anibal Sanchez carried a shutout into the sixth inning of the Tigers' 3-2 win over Toronto. The Yankees now have a three-game edge over Tampa Bay in the American League East as the Bombers' smallest advantage since late June, as James Shields is 12-7 after allowing three runs over 7 2/3 innings in the Rays' 5-3 triumph over Kansas City. Texas remains five games better than Oakland in the AL West after Adrian Beltre hit three home runs and collected five RBIs in the Rangers' 12-3 romp over Baltimore. Coco Crisp went 3-for-3 with a homer and an RBI double, two runs scored, and a stolen base as the A's beat Minnesota 5-1. They move 11 games over 500. Elsewhere in the American League, Jared Weaver is 16-3 after limiting Boston to two runs and seven hits over seven innings in the Angels' 7-3 win against the Red Sox, and Seattle beat Cleveland 3-1. In the National League, the San Francisco Giants tacked on another game to their West Division lead, completing a three-game sweep of the second-place Los Angeles Dodgers. Joaquin Arias went 3-for-4 with a two-run homer and five RBIs as the Giants ripped the Dodgers 8-4 to move 2.5 games up on L.A. in the contest. In the season run. Now, Cincinnati also added another half game to their Central Division lead, Bronson Arroyo allowing three hits, pitching into the ninth inning of the Reds' 3-2 win over Philadelphia. That outcome puts the Reds 8 games in front of second-place St. Louis, 8.5 ahead of Pittsburgh. The Cardinals beat Houston 4-2 as Kyle Loesch tossed 7 innings of 3-hit ball for his 7th consecutive win. Loesch allowed a pair of solo homers but retired the last 14 batters as he improves to 13-2. The Cardinals are a half game ahead of Pittsburgh for the second wild card berth. Andrew Werner was recalled from AAA before allowing two runs and four hits and six-plus innings in San Diego's 4-2 win over the Pirates. The National League East race is slightly tighter after Chris Medlin scattered seven hits and seven shutout innings, leading Atlanta's 5-1 victory at Washington. The Braves are 6 games back of the East-leading Nationals. Also in the National League, the Diamondbacks completed the first home sweep of a doubleheader in team history as Tyler Skaggs allowed three hits through 6 2/3 innings in his Major League debut as Arizona beat Miami 3-2 in Game 1. Rookie Wade Miley started the nightcap, scattering four hits in 8 innings to lead the Diamondbacks 3-0 shutout of the Marlins. Ryan Braun hit his league-leading 34th home run of the season and drove in two runs as Milwaukee completed a three-game sweep of Chicago 3-2, and Colorado beat the Mets for the third straight night by a final of 5-2. Baseball's number of Bay Area banishments continues to grow as Oakland pitcher and former AL Cy Young Award winner Bartolo Colon has been suspended 50 games after testing positive for testosterone. Major League Baseball's announcement comes just 1 week after All-Star outfielder Melky Cabrera of the San Francisco Giants was suspended 50 games after a positive test for the same substance. The 39-year-old Colon is 10-9 with a .343 earned run average and 24 starts in his first season with the A's. He'll miss the final 40 games of the regular season and the first 10 games of the postseason if Oakland advances that far. Any remaining suspension would be served in a future season if Colon signs another major league contract. He's the fifth player suspended this year under the big league drug program, the third from either the Giants or the A's. San Francisco's Guillermo Mota got a 100-game suspension in May after his second PED violation. New York Yankees right-hander Ivan Nova has tightness in his right shoulder, and he'll fly back to New York for testing. Nova said he felt something in his shoulder while making a sixth-inning pitch to Alexi Ramirez in Tuesday night's loss to the White Sox. Nova threw 84 pitches in his six innings, giving up six runs and seven hits. The Mets have placed lefty Johan Santana on the 15-day disabled list and say he's not expected to pitch again the rest of the season because of inflammation in his lower back. He went 3-7 with an .827 earned run average after throwing the first no-hitter in Mets history June 1st against the Cardinals. Nationals manager Davey Johnson says Steven Strasburg could miss his final two or three turns in the rotation during the regular season. The Nationals are trying to keep Strasburg under 180 innings in his first full season after Tommy John surgery. The 24-year-old right-hander has thrown 145 and a third innings, going 15-5 with a .285 earned run average. Toronto outfielder Jose Bautista is on track to return to the team Friday after missing more than 5 weeks with a left wrist injury. Colorado outfielder Carlos Gonzalez was in the lineup against the Mets after being reinstated from the bereavement list. Texas right-hander Yu Darvish will miss his next start Thursday because of tightness in his right quadriceps muscle. Also, umpire Jim Joyce is being credited with helping to save the life of a food service worker who collapsed of an apparent heart attack at Chase Field. Vice President of Ballpark Operations Russ Amaral says Joyce happened to be walking past Jane Powers when she collapsed before Monday night's game between the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Miami Marlins. After deciding it wasn't a seizure, as some of her co-workers suggested, Joyce quickly started CPR. Marlins bullpen catcher Jeff Urgellis, a former firefighter and paramedic, was called over to help Joyce out. In Pacific Coast League play yesterday, New Orleans beat Omaha 8-6. It was Oklahoma City downing the Iowa Cubs by a score of 6-3. And in girls high school volleyball last night, just one match around the area. It was Underwood defeating Nishnabotna by a count of 3-0. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.